and the next meal you serve
leftovers.
Is
leftovers.
Okay, you might. What else would you say about that? It's
leftovers.
Okay, let's say you tried to fancy it up rather than make sandwiches of turkey or something like that. If you tried to make it fancy and reheat it, you might say it's
warmed over.
Okay,
warmed over.
That's what I was looking for. When you eat, if you're polite, before you swallow food, you
sure.
Yeah, that's the word. Did they ever
occasionally somebody masticates it, but not that
right.
We chew it.
If you take, I don't know, corn and make some kind of a pudding with it, do you ever do that?
No, I don't.
What would you call that? Cornmeal.
What's corn pudding? I really don't know. I never do that.
You can call it mush or.
Well, I've made cornmeal mush, but I wouldn't call it a pudding.
Oh, no. All right. But cornmeal mush is what you'd use for
it's
the...
It's more of a cereal.
Okay, if you grind...
I've never done any cooking until I've gone fishing with a gang up in Canada in the last 10 years. And, just for curiosity, I made some cornmeal mush at night and then fry it the next morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then hounds went crazy after. They all used to eat it, and so did I. But I knew they hadn't had any for a while, and one of them mentioned it, so I thought, I'll just fool them, I'll make some. And they cleaned me out. But I don't fuss around cooking much at home.
If you have ground corn, what do you call that?
Cornmeal.
Cornmeal? How does it not quite so fine on the ground?
Grit? No.
Yeah, that's what it's called.
Yeah.
Grits.
Corn grits.
Yeah. How about if it's leached out and bleached white? What do you call that?
Hello?
Never seen anything
yeah.
like that. The only way I ever got it that way is grind white
yes,
corn.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't. Either grind white corn or yellow corn, as far as I'm concerned.
You wouldn't use the term hominy or...
Yeah.
That,
yeah.
But that is white corn to begin with.
And stick corn.
Okay.
That's there.
There's a, yeah, uh-huh. It's up on the hill. That's the new part of town, up on the hill. And a new restaurant has just opened, Mike's Restaurant or whatever it's called.
Right
and
next
they say
not too far.
Station.
No, oh no, no, just yeah. up on the hill.
Thanks.
Just about less than a mile.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Do you ever? I mean, do you grow your own? Any of your own? You have anything in the back where you grow?
Garden.
Garden.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What do you call the product of the garden?
Vegetables.
All right.
Yeah.
So some of these are really, they're really
have,
obvious.
I haven't had a little broom corn in this year, but marvelous vegetables.
All right. The if you have a stack of pancakes, what do you usually pour on it?
Syrup.
Any kind of syrup?
Old maple syrup, I guess.
Corn syrup.
I
usually
corn. I like maple syrup.
Syrup
better.
All right. Did you ever have any maple syrup that doesn't taste too much like maples? I mean, in other words, it's real watered down or sort of other stuff mixed in with it?
Diluted, you mean?
Yeah, and you get some kind that's the real thing. You might say this is a...
genuine maple syrup.
All right. The, what do you do with a lot of, say, you get strawberries or something like that? You got too many to eat at the time. What do you do with them?
Can them.
And make what?
Them up.
Oh.
You do what?
You put them up.
All right. Do you make anything with it other than strawberries?
Jam, jelly.
Okay. The,
You don't can many of them. We freeze them now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But she does make some jam once in a while. Mm-hmm. Once in a while, not often.
What do you call the, the inside thing in a cherry that you'd bite?
The pits.
Okay.
Or stones.
Well.
Cherry stones to me.
Oh, it is? Cherry pit.
I know cherry pits is what they are. I always use a cherry pitter when you didn't want to do it by hand, but